Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I am so excited that tomorrow is the first day of our, we will be celebrating 3 years of Pray Every Day, which is just amazing to me, and be starting our fourth year. So be ready for a special episode tomorrow that chronicles the faithfulness of God, which is so very true. Again, I'm really, really humbled, and I'll tell a little bit more of that story tomorrow. But right now, we are in Isaiah chapter 34 in the New Living Translation, and this is what it says. Come hear and listen, O nations of the earth. Let the world and everything in it hear my words. For the Lord is enraged against the nations. His fury is against all their armies. He will completely destroy them, dooming them to slaughter. Their dead will be left unburied, and the stench of rotting bodies will fill the land. The mountains will flow with their blood. The heavens above will melt away and disappear like a rolled up scroll. The stars will fall from the sky like withered leaves from a grapevine or shriveled figs from a fig tree. And when my sword has finished its work in the heavens, it will fall upon Edom, the nation that I have marked for destruction. The sword of the Lord is drenched with blood and covered with fat, and the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of rams and prepared for sacrifice. Yes, the Lord will offer a sacrifice in the city of Bozrah. He will make a mighty slaughter in Edom, even as men strong as wild oxen will die. The young men alongside the veterans, the land will be soaked with blood and the soil enriched with fat, for it is the day of the Lord's revenge, the year when Edom will be paid back for all it did to Israel. The streams of Edom will be filled with burning pitch and the ground will be covered with fire. This judgment on Edom will never end. The smoke of its burning will rise forever. The land will lie deserted from generation to generation. No one will live there anymore. It will be haunted by the desert owl and the screech owl, the great owl and the raven. For God will measure that land carefully. He will measure it for chaos and destruction. It'll be called the land of nothing, and all its nobles will soon be gone. Thorns will overrun its palaces. Nettles and thistles will grow in its forts. The ruins will become a haunt for jackals and a home for the owls. Desert animals will mingle there with hyenas, their howls filling the night. Wild goats will bleat at one another among the ruins, and the night creatures will come there to rest. There the owl will make her nest and lay her eggs. She will hatch her young and cover them with her wings, and the buzzard will come, each one with its mate. Search the book of the Lord and see what he will do. Not one of these birds and animals will be missing, and none will lack a mate, for the Lord has promised this. His spirit will make it all come true. He has surveyed and divided the land and deeded it over to those creatures. They will possess it forever from generation to generation. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we are humbled before you. We acknowledge right now that you are God and we are not. You are large and great and powerful, and we are small and weak. You sit on a throne, and we kneel on our knees, and we bow before you, faces to the ground, because you are King of Kings. You are the creator of everything we see, not only of the universe, of course, but also of this earth and even the intricate parts of our hearts and our lives. Lord, you have power to destroy the heavens, making them disappear like a rolled up scroll, which is some of the imagery that we see in the New Testament describing the end of time. This shows your power, that you are powerful and that you will judge the nations who have done wickedly and lived in wickedness. Lord, thank you for that. I know that it can be something that causes us to stumble, but we also realize your judgment is pure and just, and you have provided a way for every single human being on the face of this earth to find peace with you through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we thank you right now for our salvation, that we are not going to be judged, that we will not go through this time of purging and judgment for our sin. We will be spared of that, because when you look at us, you see, when you as the Father look at us, you see the Son Jesus in us. And so I'm so thankful for that. Lord, help us today to find quiet space to be with you, to experience what you've created in nature, to take a moment to think of the people in our lives that need encouragement, and then to actually tangibly encourage them. Give us the space we need to be quiet enough to hear your voice. Lord, I know there's other people out there who desperately need to know that you love them and you see them. And sometimes you use us, oftentimes, almost all the time, you use the church to encourage each other, to bear each other's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. So would you help us to be burden bearers today? as we worship you and revere you and see you as great and mighty, we also understand our frailty and our need for each other and our need for you. So in that neediness that we have, help us to recognize just not only our own neediness, but the neediness of others. Help us to come to serve, not to be served, just as you were on this earth. You came, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Help us to have that same sacrificial attitude. We can't do that without you. We need your spirit within us, which you have so beautifully given us. And so help us to rest in the truth that we are the temple of God and we carry you around wherever we go. Thank you again for sustaining Pray Every Day through 3 years. It's been a beautiful ride and you are to be praised for it. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you're interested in advertising, you can email my assistant Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com and she will set you up. Hope you're having an awesome day, and tomorrow we'll celebrate.